Coach Del Rio came up to me and said, "Hey, we're going to go score. We're going to go for two." And I said, "Okay." So as soon as we scored, I just ran down, jogged down there, and said, "Hey, man, yeah, we're going for two. Huddle up." And everyone just, "Okay, no problem." And it's that kind of belief and that kind of trust that Coach has in us that gives us so much confidence. He does such a good job, and last year especially, I say last year like I was young. I'm still young. But he instills so much confidence in me and belief in me that when that comes from the top down, as a player, no matter your position, it just makes you, want to fight for him, makes you want to play for him. So, when he did that, "Hey, we're going to go down the field, score, and go for two," I was like, "Yes, sir. I don't have another choice." On the two-point play? Yeah, so we finally got a matchup that we liked. D.A., Coach Allen, did such a good job of, forcing, good matchups for him. He does. And, we knew that coming in that it was going to be a tough game because he knows me. He knows some guys on this team. And, we knew that he was going to do some things to try and, disrupt me especially, because of him being with me in the past. We knew that was going to happen, and that happens to any NFL quarterback, but, especially someone that you've been with. We finally got a matchup with Crabb that we liked, and obviously Crabb, I just put the ball up on the top shelf, and Crabb did everything.
That's the play, though, right? That's the number one option.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I think there's been a couple of times now with Seth that you drop the ball, and then you've been able to come right back to him, and third game winner already for him in his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it about him that always enables him to kind of be in that position?
To start, I have 100% trust in him, no matter if he drops the ball 10 times in a row. That's any wide receiver. They need to know that. I don't care about the last play. I'm going to one-hop him sometimes. I'm going to miss you sometimes. And I want them to say, I have full confidence that next time I run my route, Derek's going to put it right on me. And I want them to have the same feeling. I don't want us to dwell on the bad things. So, I think that we had, I don't know if it was how many plays were in between or if there was a play in between, but I threw the ball to him and he dropped the one, ran a great route, but then we came back with that play to him. And there was no hesitation in my mind that if they covered, Coop and Crabb and, Lee, that I wasn't going to, I can't throw it to him. There was no hesitation. I was just going to go through it and let him make a play. And he did. All of them. All the coaches, all my teammates, all the doctors, Mr. Davis, if he was down there, Reggie, they say, "Hey, man, that was so cool and it was awesome, but don't ever do that again." And it's funny, my high school coach, Coach Burt, he was my quarterback coach. I did a front flip in my very first game my senior year over somebody, and everyone else was going crazy, and he's staring at me like death stare, like, "I'm going to hurt you when you come to this side. Like, don't ever do that again." So, and then I did it in college, and Coach Hill did the same thing. I repeat mistakes. It was third, it's third down, and I forget sometimes I'm a quarterback, and like I don't, get hit like they do, running backs all the time, and I'm not used to it and doing those things. But I just want to win, man. I just wanted to show my every time I step out there, I want to show my team I'll do whatever it takes to win.
Did you have some gymnastics or diving in your background?
No, just in my grandmother's pool. Yeah, growing up, but no gymnastics, no training. My wife is the gymnast in the family.
Eric, you said that you got the matchup you were wanting, that two-point play. Have you not been getting that kind of matchup?
Yeah, formationally and the way DA, would, play coverage on us, it would take away. And it's not, maybe I said it wrong, not just a certain matchup he was taking away. It's just like for certain formations, looks, just doing different things. And we knew that going in that he's a smart guy. He's a genius when it comes to defensive coordinating. Like he's ridiculous. I learned so much from him in my short time with him, just from talking to him, like what he thinks. And we talked a lot, in my rookie year. And finally though, we did get a matchup versus certain coverage that we liked. And so I probably should have said it that way.
What was your thought when you saw the matchup that you liked?
I take a deep breath, make sure my footwork was right. and just lob it up for crab. You know, that's my thought process. You know, I say lob it up, but obviously I'm trying to put it in a certain spot. That was my thing. I just wanted to take a deep breath, take the right footwork, and put a good ball up there so that, you know, there was no reason if we turned the film on that the ball was out of the way and didn't have a chance. I wanted to make sure I gave him a chance. Yeah. Oh no! I told Sean. I said, "Hey man," I said, "you are one of the best corners I've ever played in my life." And we can go back. Anyone who wants to challenge that, we can go back and watch the film and see that he is a shutdown type corner. He really is. He's so smart. Some days it's going to be like that. I've been there against Kansas City last year. I threw three picks in the second half. Let alone they not were all in the quarterback. No, I'm just kidding. But we've all been there. We've all been there, and as a football player, it's going to happen. It's going to hurt. It's going to sting. It's going to be hard to sleep tonight, but I know him. He's going to come back, and he's going to be the same dominant guy that he is, and he will be for us, you know, and, you know, it's not always going to be pretty. It's not always going to be two-minute drives and two-point conversions. It's not always going to be like that. You know, it's not always going to be, you know, eight pass breakups, you know, so I'm not worried about him, you know, and I don't think that our fans should be either.
A few more for Derek.
It's funny you say that. I didn't even think, like, the last play of that Super Bowl was a fade to Crab. Like, I didn't even think of that. Like, that's funny. That's cool. Were they really? Oh, dang. Okay. Well, hey, we scored on this one. Yeah. I didn't know that. You know, I remember watching the Super Bowl, obviously, and remembering that play. You know, but that's crazy. I didn't even know that till you said that. But I'm happy for him, you know, and I can promise you he wasn't thinking about it. You know, he'll tell you what he was thinking about, but it wasn't that, you know. So I was happy that he came down with it, obviously, you know, for selfish reasons and for our team. But that's funny that you said. I didn't even think about that until you said that.
Was it part of the game plan to kind of go after some of the Saints' younger DBs? I know that a lot of rookies out there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, I say that as a third-year player. But, yeah, you know, you want to go at the young guys and all those things because – you know, number 40, he's such a good player. My goodness, he's one of the best corners in this league. He really is. You know, and the you know he's in the hip pocket of every route. He's very smart. You know, he knows formationally and what coverage he's in, what he can do and what he can't do. He knows where his help is. Nothing but respect for him. And those other guys are going to be really good football players. You know, but you just you know when you go into a game, you kind of hope like. You know, that they'll make a young mistake, you know, that they'll make, you know, maybe miss one step. You know, you hope for those things, but I went up to both of those young corners. I think I tried to get to both of them and tell them that they're going to be really good players because I really believe that.
What do you think of mindset when you're down 14 points in the second half and Breeze just
he never stops, right? My goodness, that guy. I told him after the game, I said, Drew, I'm such a huge fan. That's what I said. I said, I am such a huge fan of yours. I mean, the pressure you put on. You know, my 25-year-old heart was not nice. You know, that's not cool, you know. You know, but, you know, just to watch him operate, watch him work, and, like, it's kind of surreal to be on, like, the same field as him, you know, because I'm still a fan. You know, I'm still just a football fan. You know, so to be out there with him and competing against him, it's crazy. But, you know, it was obviously you don't want to say it's, like, fun to watch because you want him to do bad, but at the same time you got to respect greatness, man. And he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, Super Bowl, you know, champ. The guy throws for about 8 billion yards a year, so it's, you know, you got to kind of expect it, and it was cool to see.
All right, thank you, guys.